Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting third, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the first baseman, John Milner. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third, the left fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting seventh, the catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Todd. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jim Todd. And now, play ball. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball towards center. Hahn settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hahn. Thornton moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Todd fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Rosello reaches second base with a double. Jim Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rosello. The throw from Grote and they have the runner in a rundown. Martinez applies the tag, and Rosello is out. One out. Jim Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Monday moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Monday moves to third. Cardinal moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Boswell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Monday scores. Cardinal scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rosello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 1 in the game. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Garrett. Rosello moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosello moves to third. Todd moves to second. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Munday is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 1 in the game. Matlack bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martinez tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matlack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Matlack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Staub. The throw from Swisher to Kessinger and they have Staub trapped. The throw over to Thornton, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardinal who is chasing the ball. Boswell reaches third base with a triple. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rosello strikes out. Two outs. Jim Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-2 in the game. Todd is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges pinch hits for John Madlock. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson pinch runs for Ron Hodges. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards second. Rosello scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Cardinal reaches second base with a double. Morales moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Dave Schneck pinch runs for Jerry Grote. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schenck moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello misplays the ball. That's an error on Rosello. Schenck scores. Jones goes all the way around to score. Cranepool moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Mets. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Boswell strikes out. Two outs. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hahn hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Morales. Hahn reaches second base with a double. Cranepool scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Mets. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez is walked intentionally. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Duffy Dyer now catching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Madlock hits a line drive towards the mound. Miller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Ward pinch hits for Steve Swisher. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams pinch hits for Dave Rosello. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.